from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, pardon me. That shrimp po' boy Brian brought in today. Got a little indigestion happening. Got a little extra air down there. Need to clear that out. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. It's 214-817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Yeah, Cowboys training camp next week, and very much looking forward to that. We have an addition here, the Cowboys news of the day. Of course, we'll have all the Cowboys news, the videos, the interviews will be coming at you right and left. You won't know what to do with all the Cowboys content next week. And one of our favorite things that's different about this year is our man Brian Broaddus is going to stay home, stay on the tennis courts, his home away from home, and cover the entire Cowboys training camp for us.
So looking forward to that.
You'll be at the beginning of our show every day, pretty much. Practice is going to be going on, so you'll be reporting live from the field?
Yeah, live from the field, giving you guys what we're seeing there, and just answering your questions. Maybe the Tolos have questions they can chime in and ask what's going on. There'll be a lot of that. Hopefully, as we're broadcasting, have an opportunity to grab a player or two or a coach or somebody, maybe sit down with us during our show. And then I'll be working on all the other shows too. Like, if you can hear me on Sean and RJ and the midday show and stuff like that. So just making sure that we got this thing covered from the time it starts to the time it's finished. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, I know you already. That's your element. You should be talking Cowboys 24 hours a day.
I love that.
You'll be surrounded by a microphone always.
Yeah.
And then you'll go chill on the beach. It's your dream.
It's funny because when you guys come back, then like on August 3rd, then I go to live in the complex with the players and stuff like that. So
the enemy from within.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're holding you back is what you're saying.
No, I'm just, it's kind of funny to be now as much work as I do with radio stuff and walking around in the middle of all that. It reminds me of the times when I used to get on the airplane and everybody would look at me kind of weird. Cause I'd pick, like they'd be playing the Seahawks and the Seahawks are going to win this week kind of a thing. And then everybody be looking at you kind of, but
it's when you need a good book.
Yeah, exactly. But me and David Hillman always had fun getting on those planes like that.
Now, do you acknowledge you're a workaholic?
I appreciate the opportunity
to be a workaholic.
When you get to this age, you
appreciate the opportunity for the radio station to feed your addiction that is working and talking about the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Well, right on.
We got Cowboys. We get to do Cowboys pre and post game shows too.
Yeah, dude, you're gonna be on. You're gonna be out at those preseason games.
Yeah, there you go.
This is great. Boots on the ground.
Yeah, how do you like that?
877-881-1053. The Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line is open for you here. Simple question. What do you think is the most regrettable move the Cowboys have made in recent history? We go to Blogging the Boys where our guy Danny Phantom, it's Dan Rogers. put together the top five in recent years and does kind of like a after further review type of premise on this. The idea of trading for Trey Lance, that was a 2024 fourth round pick. What we know about him now, Chief just gave you the details on what his offseason quarterback guru has had to say about him. Is that a regrettable move? Is it, you know, worth the shot of getting the next guy, or do you think it's just an idiotic idea that it's regrettable?
I think at this point it's more regrettable than not. It can prove to be a different story once you get through this season and then whatever ends up happening here. The problem that I keep running into is you make this move for him without much consultation of the people around you. You're Jerry, sure. You're like, sure, I'm going to throw a fourth round pick at you and we'll have a guy that can potentially be the Dak replacement. Okay, cool. Except his contract is up at the exact same time as Dak's. So it's not like you have him cheap and under control for an additional couple of years or even 1 year once you know Dak is potentially going to leave as a free agent and boom, here we go, cheap upside guy. No, Trey Lance is going to be a free agent and he's not going to break the bank by any means, assuming he's just a backup this year and you don't see much of him on the field, but you're still having to decide what you're going to pay him. Jordan Love got like $20 million last year from the Packers before having done anything. So is that what it's going to be? I mean, it's still much cheaper than $60 million for Dak or whatever, but still, you're paying $20 million for a complete unknown.
Yeah, it's crazy. Not only is he an unknown, but it's just not clear what the Cowboys want to do with him, as Dan points out in this article. You have Cooper Rush, who's a winning backup. If you had traded a fourth for the guy that you're going to say, hey, that's our backup long-term, cool. If you traded for him knowing we're done with Dak, then I think it's no doubt a great idea. You know, any chance you take of finding your next franchise quarterback with a fourth round, I'm in favor of. What says Broadus?
I kind of look at it this way. I see Josh Ball was a fourth round pick. I see Golston was a third round pick. Fajoco was a fourth round pick. Nashawn Wright, third round pick. I'm willing to gamble. I'm willing to gamble on a, you know, I just named off four guys that probably are depth pieces for you. Maybe some of them even get cut. But to me, they had a grade of a 1-2-0, which is the top of the second round. They just started the process a year early. They got the guy in. They got to see him a whole year where there was really no pressure on him. They could see how he, you know, practiced, how he took to the classroom setting and stuff. And now is where you really find out if he could play or not. So to me, I have no problem with what they did with this pick, just because I've seen them take third and fourth round picks and not work out. So there's, you know, it's,
yeah, I hear you.
That part of it is, yeah, you don't want to be giving up fourth round picks, but Josh Ball, Golston, Fajoco, come on. We're trying.
Dak.
Yeah.
I think for me though, it would be a no brainer deal 100% if, again, you had cheap control of Trey Lance for another year or
you
two
could,
post-Dak. Now you're going to have to make some decision on him, and you say you're about to find out about him,
yeah,
but you're not really finding out much about him. You're watching him in training camp, you're watching him in preseason,
right,
and then you may not see him at all in the regular season. So what do you really
know?
They've
seen him for a year.
That
part of it, they're ahead of us in that regard, and I understand what you're saying there. I understand, but they've had practices with him. Has he played in competitive situations? No. Not Priest, no, not at all. But now you'll get to see with practices every day, taking reps, you know, having a plan for him. I don't have a problem with what they've done here. I really don't. Just because I know that they're going to have to take this journey. And, you know, if he does work out, even if Dak's the starter and they want to make the move, then if he has a very productive summer, then you go ahead and start negotiating for next year.
Randy Gregory's number two on the list. The decision to draw a line in the sand and let him go to Denver. It was 5 years, $70 million. Did not work out at all for the Broncos.
No,
oh, yeah.
It didn't.
And are they saying this is a bad move for the Cowboys?
No, just a controversial decision. And upon further review, what do you think of it now?
Well, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and this
thank God they missed out on him.
Yeah, that was an agent that took his client, who is a local Denver guy, and shipped him to the Broncos to favor some curry with the Broncos. And so to me, I feel bad for Randy because he's now bounced around again. But I think the Cowboys were very interested in signing him to a deal here.
Yeah, I think they dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, and he goes to the Broncos.
But I love how they were like, nope, that we thought we had a deal, and you're changing the deal now, and you know what? We're not going to get bullied like this. Yeah. I wish they would take that approach on other contracts, and they wouldn't be, you know, looked at as so soft in negotiations, because they have become the cavemen. Releasing Lyle Collins was a big one. How could you do that? And again, it seems like they, you know, knew it was best before the rest of the league there as well.
Yeah.
So that's number three. How about re-signing Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah, that's the one seed for probably the worst decision they've made over the course of the last, whatever it is now, 6 years.
I think they've compounded it a little bit too, because to me, and I'll be interested to see how Leofau works out as a linebacker, but they had running backs on the board that I think could have been starters here.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
By signing Zeke, and you know, I just kind of feel like that. I hope that didn't limit them from, and they probably looked at the running back room and they said, oh no, we'll be fine here. And they didn't, you know, they had a chance to draft Lloyd and they had a chance to draft the kid from Tennessee and they didn't do it. They took Leofau. Leofau might end up being a really nice player for them, but they did have the opportunity to address the running back room with a legitimate back that could have been a starter.
You're still paying for the original Zeke contract.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I think, you know, this decision doesn't make it. Maybe it's too far back, but the Jalen Smith thing was just insane.
Yeah.
You know, that showed a failure on several levels.
Jalen Smith jumped in there when he saw Zeke was not getting close. He saw the sign on the door was open for business, and he jumped in there and got a deal done while, you know, they were kind of itching to
it's brilliant on his part. He's like, my leg doesn't work. If you guys are willing to give me anything, I'll take it, because I know my leg doesn't work.
Fifth and final decision on this list is the Cowboys deciding to part ways with Amari Cooper. Maybe not a good trade at all. He has combined for 2,400 yards and 14 touchdowns in the two seasons, about 145 catches.
That was personal.
Was it?
Yeah, that was personal. Yeah, they lost a couple of games, and that was during the COVID situation. Remember, they lose a game at Kansas City where if they had any type of offense in the second half, they win. And then they lose the Thanksgiving Day game to the Raiders. And Amari Cooper missed both those games.
He was compromised, and it was crazy how it just did not. 12 and a half yards a catch for the Cowboys. And then in Cleveland, it was 15 and then 17 and a half last year.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think they had an offense geared to maximize Amari Cooper. It was, you know, really, really good when they first got him in 2019. That was 15 yards a catch, and, you know, he had 8 touchdowns and really saved the Cowboys season there in 2019, but could not rekindle that magic. And ultimately, you know, I think they're probably for the better, because when he was here, it was too many games with like 3 catches for 28 yards.
His road splits and home splits were really bad.
Yeah.
That was a struggle for him.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And coming up next, we're going to talk some hoop. What do we got, Chief?
Yeah, let's crank open a rim sesh here. We got Bronny at his best. We have Russ on the move. And you never want to go full Tony Snell next year in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.